This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance. And today I'm with Chrysantos Habrahim, who's the Chief Product Evangelist at Protoscore, and Dave Gilbert, who's the Chief Cloud Evangelist for the Cloud Communications Alliance. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us to be part of it, yeah.
So we're going to dive right into our topic in just a moment, and we're talking today about a very hot topic, the Google Voice, the recent announcements at their next conference, and the potential impact that Google Voice might have on the UCaaS market. But first, I just want to see if we can define who's who. So Chris, you work for a company called Protoscore. What's that all about?
So again, thanks, Doug, for having us here. So basically, Protoscore just aggregates all the data from all your business tools, from your email, calendar, chat, CRM, even your UCaaS communications tool, and basically just gives each employee a productivity score on, you know, how much they use these business tools. So we're just helping aggregate the data. You know, as you know, machine learning, AI, everything's going to the next level. So that's kind of the space we're playing in. As long as it has an API, we can pull the data.
And Dave, what's the CCA?
The CCA was formed to pull together C-level executives in the communications industry to kind of come together and share best practices, new ideas, different developments in the space. And we've been doing this now for, it seems like 15 years or so. But it's been a very powerful meeting of these leaders from all over the world. And so we choose a city, these leaders fly in, and we do these summits, these forums, three times a year. And so that's what the CCA is about.
All right. And we're talking today about how Google Voice might have an impact on the community, Dave, that you're discussing, and sort of the larger UCaaS community at that. So, Chris, let's start with something simple. What is Google Voice?
So Google Voice is basically, you know, everybody knows Google Voice from a personal standpoint. And, you know, just recently at Google Next, they announced their Google Voice for Business. So, you know, take Google Voice, what you knew from a personal standpoint. And now what Google did is they launched their own version of, you know, a UCaaS solution into their G Suite offers, their G Suite offering for work. So now they can offer, you know, basically hosted PBX functionality as part of their solution set.
Now, how then can Google Voice be impacting the UCaaS market?
Where I really see that Google Voice is in the near term, right? And I'm not talking long term. But in the near term, I really see Google is going to eat up a lot of that micro small business space. So, you know, the product is still, you know, very early. They did some really cool things, right, from a provisioning standpoint. They really made it easy to deploy and set up. But, you know, from the micro SMB standpoint, so, you know, I would even say 10 users and below, and even maybe even 20 users and below. But I really think Google is going to really do some damage on that side of the business. I really think that they're going to capture a lot of market share. It's not going to happen right away, but I think it's going to catch on. I really, really do.
So Chris, historically, that's that, you know, for a lot of people maybe connected to the CCA world, that was their whole market. You know, they basically come to a smaller business and there's going to be a, you know, small recurring fee, seemed to make sense for everybody. You're saying now that core market might be challenged by the rise of Google Voice.
Correct. I think Google Voice is going to catch on pretty quickly, because as you probably know, the Google Voice from the personal side, you know, it was, people used it. Like, that was a very popular service. I mean, I run into business owners all the time who are using the personal Google Voice, and that brand is built. Like, everybody knows it. So,
yeah, so Chris, this has been going on for a long time, though, right? I mean, it's been years that they've had Google Voice. What's scaring the industry is what they announced at the Next show just a couple of weeks ago. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
So going back to what Dave just asked about, the provisioning. So one of the challenges on the small micro SMB side that a lot of service providers had, and Dave can attest to this, you know, and when Dave used to run his business, he hated dealing with the smaller customers because of the provisioning, right? Like getting them set up, getting them trained and transferred over. It was difficult. What Google did that I think is really mind-blowing is they can provision users with the snap of a finger. Like they've really built out that provisioning process, which is really a lot of the heartache for a lot of the service providers, is the provisioning and the changeover. And I think Google did a phenomenal job in provisioning and being able to purchase business voice services for users and be able to provision numbers for employees with literally a snap of a finger.
And Dave, let me draw you in because you've had the experience of actually running a company in this market. How do you think people might react?
Well, people meaning the service providers or people meaning the users?
Both.
Okay, so let's take it from the service provider point of view. So Google has a way of wrecking perfectly good business models by making things free. So if I am a service provider, I'm a little afraid right now. Like, where are they going to end up? Because these guys are just amazing when they hit a market. They hit it hard and they lower the prices. That's their typical model. And then they go and try to take over what was owned by the existing service providers. They're not just going to go out and get people who aren't interested in cloud. They're going to go ahead and start stealing people, and the churn rates are going to go sky high. So how is a service provider going to fight? And so that's where Chrisonis and I were discussing this whole idea of a solution sale. It has to be something that makes the customer sticky. They have to go in and solve a business problem or change the way the business works in some fundamental and far-reaching way in order to hold on to the customers. So you're going to see service providers selling different. From a perspective of a user, there's going to be new kinds of things to use because this is an API world. And so Google kind of owns that API world and integrates seamlessly with these APIs on the Google Cloud platform, the GCP. And so now they're making it stronger. They're making it easier and they're making it super effective for the user and for the business because fundamentally they're going to change the way a business works. And that's where I see this going. And that's what's so excited about this announcement.
So Dave, you actually see within this challenge opportunities.
Huge. It's chaos. It's going to be chaos. And you know where there's chaos, there's opportunity.
All right. So how practically can somebody, and I'm talking here about the service providers and their partners, how do you grab onto those opportunities?
Well, Chris and I have been talking a lot about that. And so, Chris, why don't you kick in here and talk just a little bit about some of your ideas about where Google is going with this?
Yeah. So, I mean, just to kind of hit on what was asked and the question as far as, like, where's the opportunity? I see Google loves automation, turnkey, you know, hands off. They want to automate everything, right? So they want you to just come in and buy everything through their web portal hands on. They love scale, right? They don't like to interface. And my belief is this, at the end of the day, in this world, day and age, there are so many companies in San Francisco and around the world who have amazing technologies, amazing. But where they lack is they don't have the human element. They don't know how to sell. They don't know how to market, and they don't know how to have meaningful relationships with business people. And this is where I see Google is not as strong as the telecom channel, right? So the service providers and the channel that they have, where if a salesperson is really good, there's no way he's going to be staying working for anybody, even Google. Because they would go and start their own business. And this is where the channel is really good because they have quality individuals who have all started their companies, which means and tells me that those guys know how to sell better because they have confidence. They have confidence because they went out on their own and they said, hey, listen, I can sell for myself. Why do I need to work for a company? So if they have that kind of confidence, then that means they have the ability to start moving up market, which means how do I incorporate communications into the entire workflow instead of just selling a commodity product?
So, Chris, could you give us a sort of real-world example of what you're talking about?
Yeah. So, I mean, to give a real-world example, I always like to use – actually, Dave Gilbert and I, we used to know each other in a different life. And when Dave was running his service provider business, Simple Signal, before it was acquired by Vonage, I'll never forget when I went up to Dave and I said, Dave, let's move you off of Salesforce. Let's move you to another CRM system, because I knew he was spending a lot of money. And he said, no, that would be Dame Bramage. Those are his almost exact words. He said it would just be too painful because he had all of his systems built and integrated inside Salesforce. So he couldn't even change his CRM if he wanted to. And the same goes with his voice platform. So with that being said, that, like, when I met Dave, Dave was ahead of the front because he had G Suite, he had Salesforce, he had his BroadSoft hosted voice system, and he had everything integrated. Everything was fully integrated into his Salesforce CRM, you know, and a lot of credit also goes to his business partner, Michael Sterl. I mean, they were just way ahead of the time. Like, they had everything integrated. And there's no way I could have moved Dave, not just off his CRM. I couldn't even move him off a phone system if I wanted to, because everything was integrated. And for Dave, data was more important than cost. He was not trying to buy on cost. He was looking for value. Dave could have bought any CRM system for way less than Salesforce, but he chose Salesforce because it had APIs, and he knew he could integrate all of these different features, including Google, into the bundle. And that's where I mean value. That is where the market needs to go.
Does that cause a situation where the actual customer starts to perceive the service as something more than just communication?
100%. 100%. Because now, if you think about where the market, here's what we don't understand. We don't ask the right question. Why are we moving to the cloud? Why? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Why are we moving to the cloud? Is it because everybody else says they're going there? No. At the end of the day, what businesses want, they want data. And they just don't understand that that's, at the end of the day, that's the result. We want data in order to make better decisions. And in order to make better decisions and to get the right type of data, we need the right types of systems. And in order to get the right types of systems, we need to be in the cloud, and we need to be leveraging APIs in order to run more efficient. And obviously, this is where AI and machine learning and all these things are scaring people, because the more data you have, the better decisions, which can lead to less people, more optimization, more automation. And this is, and it's all interdependent and it's all connected.
And Dave, it sounds like you started out with one big fat no, and you didn't really want to even change your CRM. And then how did you walk through this process of going from no to yes to then succeeding?
We didn't really do that. We stayed with no, because it was brain damage to get our whole system changed around, you know, to accommodate a little bit lesser of a price. And so we stayed with Salesforce in spite of the massive cost of carrying that we had to continually buy new licenses as we grew, that were super expensive comparative to what Personas was showing me. We stayed because we had fully integrated Salesforce throughout our process. So I think that that's an example of how a solution provider, let's call it a service provider now, becoming a solutions provider, hangs on to their customers. They build it so deep into their business process that they're not going to change because something's a little bit cheaper. So this holds down churn and makes for healthier service providers, solution providers. So I just see that's the direction that it's going. And that's what Chris Santos, I believe, is saying right now, is that this is the new way of selling. This is the new way of doing communications. It's not just pick up the phone and make a call. So that's what I think is happening.
So, you know, this all sounds great. But I have to say, if I'm a service company out there, I've got customers lined up, and now I'm hearing Google's going to come in with free service, I'm going to be really discouraged, because how can I fight free?
That's a great question. And the answer is very simple. And I'm going to give you a real-world example. Mark Benioff, by no means is he selling the cheapest CRM, right? That guy is selling a brand. He's selling an experience. And not only is his CRM expensive, but he gets you to pay for it all up front. He's selling you a vision of what business could be, right? And that's what we have to do, because Google, they're not going to go into your business, and every business is different. As a service provider or a reseller or a channel partner, we got to be looking at a business like, hey, when you come to me, I'm going to sell you an experience. And that's what people will pay for. They will buy. And that's why I always say, in today's day and age, it's not about product. It's not about engineering. It's about sales and marketing. It's about buying a brand. And if you portray yourself as cheap and free, I can guarantee you there are a lot of people like me who are buyers that when I see free and cheap, I think something's wrong with it. I would rather have somebody charge me money because I feel that at least I can yell at them and scream at them when I have a problem.
And so, Dave, you know, you've experienced this, you've lived it, and I think doing the work you're doing now for CCA, you're in touch with a lot of people. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think that there's going to be a ton of change that's coming at the industry right now. I think that it's going to force everybody to up their game, including the channel partners who will have to know more about solution selling and selling toward business outcomes and not just selling a product or features. So I love where this is going, and I'm not afraid of Google. I think that, as we just talked about, there's a number of ways that service providers can adapt and actually beat Google because of their expertise in the technology and in the sales process.
So, gentlemen, where do we go from here?
Yeah, so I want to say there's just a tremendous number of ways that we can go from here, that everybody is leaning into this change and they're finding themselves either one up or one down. And so those who are one down have got to hustle, because Google just kind of rocked the world 2 weeks ago. And now everybody's kind of taking a step back and saying, now what do we do? But you know what? It's really not scary. Like I said, it's all about execution and moving ahead quickly and gaining more knowledge. And it's all very available to those who hustle. So we got to hustle.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, for me, the future is moving up market, looking at how do you sell communications from an API standpoint? How do you wrap it around the business? It's more than just selling a handset, right? It's about looking from a data perspective, looking for call transcription, machine learning. How can you tie, and Google's not going to get into the weeds of every business. So that's where, you know, we need partners. We need service providers who are really focused on selling that solution and, you know, looking at the bigger customers who have all kinds of quirky needs that a lot of these companies just can't service from an all-you-can-eat buffet.
So, Dave and Chris, thank you very much for giving us this very interesting overview of what I think is going to be an ongoing story. I know we're going to do more podcasts on this topic, but for now, Chris, where can I learn more about Protoscore?
So you can go to protoscore.com, just visit on our website. Obviously, reach out to me on LinkedIn, connect with me, and you know, we can talk in more detail about anything that you need to learn about.
And Dave, where can we learn more about the Cloud Communications Alliance, CCA?
Look us up at cloudcommunications.com.
Well, gentlemen, thank you again, and I know we're going to be doing another podcast on this interesting topic soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, been fun to be with you.